First, before we begin the tutorial, I just wanted to show you the finished product of the simple demonstration of what I'm creating here. Hey there! In this Flash tutorial, I'll be working in CS3 in this tutorial, and I'm going to show you how to use the Swift 3D Express plugin, which is a 3D extension for Adobe Flash, and it's $129 from E-Rain. Electric Rain's website. It's erain.com. It's erain.com, and you can go there and check it all about the Swift 3D Express plugin for Flash. And Swift 3D is also a standalone application that lets you model nice 3D polygon models, polygon meshes, and animate them, make movies, SWF files. It renders out SWF files. And if you have the plugin, it will render out movie clips straight into Flash, which is really cool. So I'm going to go to Flash, which I have an ActionScript 3 file already open. And you can have ActionScript 2 file for this, so it doesn't matter. And I'm in Flash CS3, but you can be in Flash 8 if you like. Both will take the plugin. And so what I'm going to do is draw out a shape with the pen tool, and I'm just going to make a quick shape just for demonstration purposes. And say you have a specialized logo shape, a logo that you use for your company, and you'd like to make it 3D, spin around, put all kind of cool lighting and rendering effects on it. So what we'll do is we'll get rid of that line, the outline, so we just have a fill. And now if you have your plugin connected, which they tell you how to do when you buy the Swift 3D Express for Flash, you'll see in your commands menu, when you have something highlighted on stage, it'll bring it straight into Swift 3D automatically through the plugin. In your commands menu, you go to Swift 3D Express. So I press Swift 3D Express, and there is my little logo shape, or whatever shape. This can be text too, actually. You can put in Flash any text font style you bring in, and just bring it straight into the plugin in Swift 3D. So now I'll go to materials, and there's all kind of cool things you can do in here, and I suggest you look around in here and figure out all the things you can do. And I think I'll do some more tutorials on this as well. But if you go down to materials here, you'll see that there's reflective, all kind of cool stuff. So in reflective, I'm going to pick a gold, put that gold reflective on it. And actually, I'm going to go to glossy and put the orange on it. Match develop PHP colors. Okay, so let's go to sizing and let's resize this thing. Make it a little bit more narrow there, a little less deep, and a little less high, a little shorter, and that looks good. So that's our custom shape, and we're going to put an animation on it. You can do custom animations on this, and if you're going to do custom animations with Swift 3D, I recommend doing it in the standalone application, Swift 3D version 5.0. That way you can render out SWFs and have a little more control over your models, the way they look, the way they render out, and the way they the way you can do advanced modeling in the advanced modeler. So let's go to animation tab down here, and we'll take a regular spin, horizontal spin. And once I drag that to it, now I press the play button, and there's my cool fancy new logo spinning around. And I want to make it a little bit deeper, give it more depth. So make it a little deeper, and all we have to do is press render and export to Flash, if that's all you want to do to it. And for demonstration purposes, that's all I'm going to do to it. And over here, I'm going to select, it says cartoon average color fill. And that's fine. And I'm going to select include specular highlights, include reflections, and include shadows. Put the check in all those boxes. And then click raster. You could do vector or raster. In this case, I'm going to do raster. Make sure the bitmap compression is a little bit on the higher side. And that's pretty much it. You render in the frames. And you'll see that this thing, it'll start to render out the 3D frames according to the animation you set and the model that's there. And you can see the specular highlights, shadows, lighting, highlights, which are the specular highlights. But this will just take a second, and once it renders out all the frames, we're going to bring it into Flash as a movie clip, which is really cool. And then you can control it in Flash. If you want it to stop when the user's mouse goes over it, you can do that. So right here, when it renders all the frames out, you press Create Flash Movie Clip, and there we are in Flash, and press F12 to publish. Voila! I have a movie clip in Flash that is 3D, instant, awesome, my logo. You cannot beat that workflow. That is so quick to do really nice graphics. And everybody's starting to implement 3D graphics on the websites nowadays, so you better hop on board or you'll be left behind. Okay. We'll see you guys next lesson. Like I said, this is a movie clip. You give it an instance name, and you can control it just like any other button or movie clip in Flash, okay? Okay. In ActionScript 3, or ActionScript 2, or ActionScript 1. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.